So we continue to march on in Maseches Megillah. Today we are going to do Dav Vavam Beis. We left off on the bottom of Dav Vavam at Aleph, and we were talking about how Yitzchak davened to Hashem that Hashem should go take it easy on Esav, and Hashem said, "But what are you talking about? This is the guy that's a Russia that he's gonna destroy Eretz Yisrael." So Yitzchak said, "Okay, fine, don't take it easy on Esav." And now the Gemara picks up and three lines from the bottom. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "May dechsiv al titein Hashem ma'avai Russia." What does it mean when the pasuk says, Hashem, don't give in to the desires of this Russia and the nose ring of this person should never be removed? Amar Yaakov l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what this pasuk refers to is that Yaakov said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Al titein le'esav harasha taivas libo. Don't give Esav harasha, don't give Esav, this wicked person, what his heart desires. Mamo al tafek bo germania shel Edom, and don't take that nose ring out of Edom. A nose ring is how they would lead an animal, and they would keep an animal under control. Meaning, keep Esav under control. Shel malei hein yotzin, because if the Esav and his nation gets out there, machrivin kol olam kulo, they'll destroy the entire world. Vamra bichama bar chanina, talas mea katire taga ika bigermamia, that there are 300 crowned princes in Germania shel Edom, Begermamia shel Edom, in one of the provinces that's controlled by Esav's descendants. Utlas mea vishisin vechamisha marzavni ika beromi, and Rome, which is also descendants of Esav, has 365 leaders. Ubekol yoma nafki hani laapehani, and every single day these go and encounter those, meaning the 300 crowned princes go and encounter the 365 great leaders of all from Esav's descendants. Umaktil chadminayu, and one of them kills one of the others. Umitrdi lukmei malka, and therefore they're unable to establish a proper king. So that helps out the world because they're busy killing each other. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak also says, Im yomel cha adam yagati v'lo matzasi. If a person says, this is a very important mussar, if a person says, I've worked hard but I didn't find any success, don't believe him. Because success is not about intelligence, it's not about natural gifts, it's not about talent, it's about hard work. So if a person says that he worked hard, that he truly worked hard, and he hasn't found success, do not believe him. This is something psychologists have realized in recent decades, that the talent is overrated. There's actually a best-selling book, a New York Times bestseller, called Talent is Overrated, if I'm not mistaken. That talent means very little. It's all about hard work. Hard work determines more than anything else. It's just a matter of how much perseverance a person needs. But if a person really, really, really works at something, don't believe him if he says that he hasn't found success after working hard. Either he didn't really work that hard, or he really did find success. Lo yogati umatzasi al tamein. Similarly, if a person says that he didn't have to work at something, and it just came naturally, the success just came on its own, don't believe him. Yagati umatzasi tamein. If the person says that I've worked hard and I've succeeded in my Torah learning and my in academic achievement, so you could believe him. Hani mili b'divrei Torah. That's when it comes to divrei Torah. That's when it comes to becoming a Talmud Chacham. Aval b'maso matan. But when it comes to business, siyata hu min shamaya. Then that's purely up to siyata d'shamaya. That's up to Hashem helping a person out, and that could come, you know, from a lottery ticket, success, financial success. That doesn't necessarily come from hard work. So I guess a good concept to know: yagati umatzasi ta'amein. That's a very famous phrase. That if someone says that I worked hard and I achieved, you should believe such a person. Main point number one over here is that the province of Germania could destroy the whole world if they had achdus amongst themselves and they were at peace with themselves. They'd be able to destroy the whole world. Main point number two, believe someone who says he worked hard and has achieved in Divrei Torah, but not when it comes to material pursuits, and also, as we're about to see, not when it comes to remembering Divrei Torah. When it comes to achieving Divrei Torah, yeah, but remembering it, not so. So as the Gemara is about to say, Divrei Torah lo amar lechadudei. When we say that you should believe someone who says that he worked hard and achieved in Divrei Torah, that's only when it comes to being sharper in knowing how to learn. But in order to remember it, to keep all that Torah in his brain, that's pure siyata d'shmaya, that comes from heaven. So if you happen to see a Russia that's enjoying some good success, Altiskarabo, don't contend with him, certainly don't taunt him. Shenemar Altischabrimrayim. The Pasuk says Altischabrimrayim, which we assume means don't taunt a Rasha. Veloot Elishadrachov Matslichin, Shenemar Yachilu Drachov Bichaleks. Not only that, he's going to continue to be successful if you do that. Veloot Elishazoch Bedin. And if there's ever any court case between you and him, he's going to be successful. Shenemar Moramish Patachabinagdo. Veloot Elisharoa Bisonov. Shenemar, he's gonna see his enemies fail. Shenemar called Sor of Yafiach Behem. So it says, "Ma'ani v'amar v'yochem mishum Rav Shimon Chai mutul liskaros b'rishayim b'ol mazeh." Shnemar ozvei Torah yehalulu Rasha v'shomer Torah yiskaru bam. The Gemara asks, "But wait a second! Didn't we learn the exact opposite thing from Rav Shimon ben Chai? Rav Shimon ben Chai holds that it's mutter to taunt a Rasha in this world, and he learns this from a pasuk v'tanya. We learned in a brayso, Rabbi Dostoy bar Masan Amar mutter liskaros b'rishayim b'ol mazeh. The brayso similarly says you're allowed to taunt a Rasha in this world. Then lach." If someone were to tell you, no, you better not do it because the pasuk says that you shouldn't taunt to Russia, it's someone whose heart is leading him astray that's telling you such a thing. When the pasuk says Al tischa b'mereim, it doesn't mean don't taunt the evil person. It means don't be like him. When it says don't be jealous of those who are doing bad things, it means lihios ka'osei avla. Don't be like such a person. But taunting them is totally mutter. Bottom line is we have a question of here. How can we say, originally, Rabbi Yitzchak say, that one is not allowed to taunt a Rasha? It's a bad idea to taunt a Rasha. The Rasha is going to be successful if you taunt him. Here we have two brises, two teachings from Tanaim, that tell us that you're allowed to taunt a Rasha. So which is it? So the Gemara answers three answers. For number one, lo kasha. Habimili didei, habimili deshamaya. It depends if it's a personal matter or if it's a matter that relates to heaven. It's a matter that relates to Bein Adam L'Makom. So when it comes to a matter that relates to Bein Adam L'Makom, you're allowed to taunt him. If that's what it's about, if you're defending the honor of God. But if it's about you, a personal issue you have with him, you're not allowed to taunt him. That's answer number one. Answer number two, v'bay seima, hava habimili didei, hello kasha, habit tzadik gamur, habit tzadik sheinu gamur. It depends who you are. If you're a tzadik gamur, so taunt them all you want, because you're going to be protected. But if you're a tzadik sheinu gamur, even if you're a tzadik, but not a complete tzadik, then don't taunt him. It's not going to work out so well. Damar Rav Huna, maiduch siv lama tabit bogdim tacharish bevila rasha tzadik mimenu. What does the pasuk mean when it says, why do you silently look at the bogdim, at those who rebel, as a rasha swallows up he who is more righteous than him? So what do you see? Who can a rasha defeat? Tzadik mimenu balea. Someone who's more righteous than him. But tzadik gamur, eino balea. If it's someone who's a complete tzadik, the rasha would never win. V'yibayisema, third answer to the question. Sa'amisachekas lo shayni. You're allowed to taunt the rasha in general, but if you see that he's enjoying unusual success, then you know that it's a bad idea to taunt him. He's on a good streak, and you don't want to be his next victim. So main point number three over here of this amud. Three opinions about when it's mutter to taunt a rasha. Either on heavenly matters, that's number one, or if you are a tzadik gamur, that's number two, or number three, when he's not enjoying a prolonged period of success. He's not having a good streak. But if he's having a good streak, don't taunt him. So we're on the first medium-sized line now. Amar Ula, Italia shel Yavan, ze krach gadol shel Romi. Italia of Yavan, in the control of the Greeks, is a large city of the Romans. Vavyatlas mea parsa al tlas mea parsa. It is measures 300 parsos by 300 parsos. Vieshba shin samachay shvakim kiminyan yimosachama. And there are 365 markets there, like the same number of days there are in a solar year. The katan shabakulam shel mochrei ofos. The smallest of the markets is where they sell birds. Vavyashisha asr mil al shisha asr mil. And the smallest market is 16 mil by 16 mil, which is roughly 16 miles by 16 miles long. Umelech soed b'chol yom be'echad mehen, and the king eats each day in one of them. V'hadarba, and then he returns to it. Afal pi she'inu nolad ba, notel pras mi beis ha'melech. V'anolad ba'afal b'sheino darba notal pras m'beis ha'melech. Someone who is, what does this mean? The hadarba, not hadarba, not returns to vadarba. Someone who I read that wrong. So again, the melech esoy b'chol yom b'achemen vadarba afal p'sheino nolidba. Someone who lives in that market, even if he wasn't born there, gets on the day, on the king's day of eating there, he gets a special prize. And someone who was born there, even if he doesn't still live there anymore, also on the king's day of eating there, gets a special pras mibeis hamelech. Ushloshes halafim bebani yeshbo, and there are 3,000 rather bathhouses there. V'chamish meos chalonos malin ashan chutz l'chama, and 500 windows that smoke comes up from outside the wall. Tzidu echad yam v'tzidu echad harim. One side of this city is the ocean, and on the other side is mountains, ugvaus and valleys. Tzidu echad mechitza shel barzel, and the third side has an iron wall. V'tzidu echad chulsis metzula, and the fourth side has pebbles and swamps. So essentially, it's a very secure area, because if you're surrounded by natural borders on three sides, and on the fourth side you have an iron wall, that's going to lead to a very secure city. That's how powerful the descendants of Esav, the Romans, are when they are experiencing a period of success. Okay, next Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Karas Megillah ba'Adar HaRishon v'nis Abra Hashana. Let's say you read Megillah in the first Adar, when Chodesh Adar comes, so you read Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, which you assume is Purim, and then what do you know? Beis Din decides at the last minute that they want to add a second Adar. This is before the calendar was set, where Beis Din used to decide anytime before Nisan, they were able to decide to add a second Adar. So now they decide to add a second Adar. So the real Purim is going to be in the second Adar. So what do you do now? So Koronos, but you already read Megillah. So Koronos Abba Adar Sheni. You should still read Megillah again in Adar Sheni, because that's now the real Purim. There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, except for Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Levyonim is only done in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. But other than that, all the halachas of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are exactly the same. So what other halachas are there? So the Gemara is going to let us know. Halayinian Seder Parshiyos Zev Zashanim. Sounds like, you know how we read four special haftorahs around that time of year. We have Parshas Shkalim, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Para, Parshas Chodesh, all of that is during Chodesh Adar. So it sounds like you do that both in Adar Rishon and in Adar Beis, because we said the only difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is Kriyas HaMegillah Matanos Levyonim. Sounds like these special haftoros should be done in both. So Mani Masnisin, who could possibly be the author of this Mishnah? Lo Tanakama, Velo Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Of the three possible Tanaim who talk about the differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Beis, it can't be any of them. Who are these three opinions? The Tanakama, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What do they say? Detanya, we learn what they say in the following Braisa. If you read the Megillah in the first Adar, and then they added a second Adar, Koronos Adar Sheni. Then you read it again in Adar Sheni. Shekol mitzvos shenogos b'sheni, noogos b'rishon, chutz mimikra Megillah. Because everything we do in Adar Sheni, we do in Adar Rishon also, except for Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is the only difference. So right away you see that this Tanakama is not like the Tana of our Mishnah, because the Tana of our Mishnah said that Matanos Levyonim is also a difference. This Tana says the only difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is Mikra Megillah. So let's see the next Tana. Rav Elazar Rav Yossi Omer, in Koronos Adar Sheni. No, don't even read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni. Shekol mitzvos shenoagos b'sheni, noagos b'rishon. Everything's the same in between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. All the mitzvos of Adar Sheni and Adar Rishon are exactly the same. So this is also against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Levyonim are not the same. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, third Tanami, Shem Rav Yossi, Af Koronos of Adar Sheni, we do read the Megillah again in Adar Sheni, Shekol mitzvos shenoagos b'sheni, Ein Nogos Brishon, because everything we do in Adar Sheni, we don't do any of it in Adar Rishon. So this is also against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that almost everything's the same except for Kriyas HaMegillah Matanos Levyonim. This Tana is saying, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, nothing's the same. The only thing that's usher to do that's the same for both Adars is that you're not allowed to give a hesped, and you're not allowed to fast on the days of Yudalev and Tesvav of both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. On Yudalev and Tesvav of both months, one is not allowed to fast and one is not allowed to give a eulogy. So ask the Gemara, first of all, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Haimi Tanakama. First of all, it sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying the exact same thing as the Tanakama. What are they arguing about? Some Rav Papa, Seder, Parshios Ikebeinayu. That what they're arguing about is those four special parshios that we read, those four special haftorahs that we read during Chodesh Adar. The Tanakama Savar Lechavkila B'Sheni, the Avud Brishon Avud, Barmi Mikra Megillah. The Tanakama holds Lechavkila you should do every Adar related halacha do in the second month. But if you do it in the first Adar, so that counts and it's okay, except for Mikra Megillah. The Afakav the Karbarishon Karbasheni. Even if you read Megillah in the first month, you're going to have to do it again in the second month. But everything else, really, you should do it in the second month, but if you do it in the first month, it's okay. Rav Lazar Rav Yossi Savar, Afilu Mikra Megillah Lechadchila Barishon. Rav Lazar Rav Yossi says, no, Mikra Megillah, even Lechadchila, you're allowed to read in the first month. Rav Shum Gamliel Savar, Afilu Seder Parshios, Ikara Barishon Karbasheni. Rav Shum Gamliel says, no, even the Seder Parshios, even those four parshios, those four special avtoros, those four special maftirs that we do, if you read it in the first Adar, you're going to have to do it again in the second Adar. So now, going back to our Mishnah, money. Who's the author of our Mishnah? E Tanakama Kashamatanos. It can't be the Tanakama for the reason that we pointed out before. The Tana of our Mishnah says that Matanos Levyonim is the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. But the Tanakama in the Braisa said that no, only Mikra Megillah is the difference. If it's Rav Lazar Rav Yossi, well then we got real problems, because the Tana of our Mishnah says that both Mikra Megillah and Matanos Levyonim are a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Rav Lazar Rav Yossi says that nothing is a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Kasha Seder Parshios. And according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Seder Parshios is a problem, because Rav Shmuel Gamliel thinks that the Dalet Parshios are also a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And the Tana in our Mishnah did not think that the Dalet Parshios are a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Says Mar Liolam Tanakama, Vitanam Mikra Megillah Vuadin Matanos Levyonim Dahaba Hatalia. That really maybe the author of our Mishnah is the Tanakama, and the reason that the Tana of our Mishnah only the Tanakama in the Brisa rather only mentioned Mikra Megillah as being a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, when in fact Matanos Levyonim is also a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, is that it's obvious that whenever Mikra Megillah happens, that's when Matanos Levyonim happens. Remember, we learned the Gemara that the Aniyim all wait, the poor people all wait for the day of Mikra Megillah so that they can collect their tzedakah. So it obviously goes hand in hand. Whenever you're going to read the Megillah, you're going to do Matanos Levyonim. So even though it didn't say it in the Braisa, it clearly meant that in the Braisa. Vibai Seymour, another possibility, the other Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Maybe the author of our Mishnah is even going like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Umasnisin chisurim echzera. And we have to add in a few words to the Mishnah. Vachi katani, this is the way we should read the Mishnah. Ein ben arba asr shaba'adar rishon liyudalit shaba'adar asheni. Elo mikra megillah matanos levyonim. What the Mishnah really meant to say is not that there's no difference between the entire month of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni except for mikra megillah matanos levyonim. No, there's no difference between the 14th day of Adar Rishon and the 14th day of Adar Sheni except for mikra megillah matanos levyonim. Halinian hesped v'tainis zevizah shavin. But when it comes to hesped and tainis, both of them you're not allowed to give hesped and tainis on the 14th day of Adar Rishon or the 14th day of Adar Sheni. But vilu seder parshios lo mayri. We're not even talking about the dalet parshios, because that's not done on the 14th day of the month. That's done throughout the month, and that's not our topic. We're not talking about something that's done throughout the month. So main point number four, I would say, is three shitos about Adar Rishon. Tanakama, all mitzvos except for Megillah are done in Adar Rishon. Rav Lazar Rav Yossi, even Megillah is done in Adar Rishon. Rav Shmuel Gamliel, nothing is done in Adar Rishon. A little bit further. Amar b'chia baravin, Amar Rav Yochanan. Hilchusak Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Sham Rishon Rav Yossi. We pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel in the name of Rav Yossi. The opinion of Rav Shmuel Gamliel that nothing is done in Adar Rishon. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu, but you should know the machlokas about when to celebrate Purim, whether it should be in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Really, both opinions about whether Purim should be celebrated in the first Adar or the second Adar derive it from the same pasuk. The pasuk says Bekol Shana V'Shana. So Rav Lazar Rav Yossi Savar Bekol Shana V'Shana, that it should be just like every other year in the following way. Matal Shana Vishana Adar Samach L'Shvat, Afkan Adar Samach L'Shvat. Just like every year we celebrate Purim in the Adar that comes right after Shvat, so too when there are two Adars, we should celebrate Purim in the first one, in the Adar that comes right after Shvat. But Rabbi Shimon Leil Savar B'Kol Shana Vishana, Matal Shana Vishana Adar Samach L'Nisan, Afkan Adar Samach L'Nisan. He says, no, just like every year we do it in the Adar that comes right before Nisan, so too in a leap year we should do it in the Adar that comes right before Nisan, namely Adar Sheni. I understand why you would want to do Adar Rishon, because we have a principle of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, very important concept. Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos means you're not allowed to pass up a mitzvah. So at the first opportunity, you're supposed to do it. So do it in Adar Rishon. But why would Mishum Liel say to wait to Adar Beis? So I'm Rabbi Tavi, Tarmid Rav Mishum Gamliel, Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. Rav Mishum Gamliel holds that it's better to juxtapose the Geula of Purim with the Geula of Pesach, the story of Purim with the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We want them to be as close as possible. That's why he says to celebrate Purim in Adar Sheni. And that's main point number four, that the Svar of Rav Blazer Rav Yossi, to celebrate Purim in Adar Rishon, is Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos. You always do the first opportunity. The Svar of Rav Shimon Gamliel to celebrate Purim and Adar Sheni is to juxtapose the two geulos with each other. And one last line, Rabbi Elazar, Amar, time of the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mehacha. Actually, you know, we'll get to that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.